a reading from the book of Tobit. And meanwhile, Anna sat looking intently down the road by which her son would come. When she caught sight of him coming, she said to his father, "Look, your son is coming, and the man who went with him." Raphael said to Tobias before he had approached his father, "I know that his eyes will be opened. Smear the gall of the fish on his eyes. The medicine will make the white film shrink and peel off from his eyes, and your father will regain his sight and see the light." Then Anna ran up to her son and threw her arms around him, saying, "Now that I have seen you, my child, I am ready to die." And she wept. Then Tobit got up and came stumbling out through the courtyard door. Tobias went up to him with the gall of the fish in his hand, and holding him firmly, he blew into his eyes, saying, "Take courage, father." With this he applied the medicine on his eyes, and it made them smart. Next, with both his hands, he peeled off the white films from the corners of his eyes. Then Tobit saw his son, and threw his arms around him, and he wept and said to him, "I see you, my son, the light of my eyes." Then he said, "Blessed be God, and blessed be his great name, and blessed be all his holy angels. May his holy name be blessed throughout all the ages. Though he afflicted me, he has had mercy on me. Now I see my son Tobias." So Tobit went in rejoicing and praising God at the top of his voice. Tobias reported to his father that his journey had been successful, that he had brought the money, that he had married Raguel's daughter Sarah, and that she was, indeed, on her way there, very near to the gate of Nineveh. Then Tobit, rejoicing and praising God, went out to meet his daughter-in-law at the gate of Nineveh. When the people of Nineveh saw him coming, walking along in full vigor, and with no one leading him, they were amazed. Before them all, Tobit acknowledged that God had been merciful to him and had restored his sight. When Tobit met Sarah, the wife of his son Tobias, he blessed her, saying, "Come in, my daughter, and welcome. Blessed be your God who has brought you to us, my daughter. Blessed be your father and your mother. Blessed be my son Tobias, and blessed be you, my daughter. Come in now to your home, and welcome with blessing and joy. Come in, my daughter." So on that day there was rejoicing among all the Jews who were in Nineveh. This reading is so rich in imagery and echoes of Zechariah's canticle. Tobias's mother proclaims, "Now that I have seen you, my child, I am ready to die." We think of Jesus' parables. Anna's looking intently down the road reminds us of the father of the prodigal son. We think of Jesus' miracle of the cure of the blind man, another startling topical eye treatment. We're even reminded of Job as Tobit blesses God, acknowledging that though he has afflicted me, he has had mercy upon me. But what is most striking is its combination of pathos and hominess in the touching family drama unfolding before our eyes. It is so human. There is a no-holds-barred joyous reunion of the mother and son. Anna runs up to Tobias and throws her arms around him. The reunion of father and son. The blind Tobit comes stumbling out of the courtyard door. And when cured of his blindness, throws his arms around Tobias and wept upon seeing him. This is definitely a family which has no problems with displays of physical affection. And it is a family which is welcoming. Sarah, the daughter-in-law, is immediately embraced and enclosed in the family circle. "Come in now to your home and welcome with blessing and joy. Come in, my daughter." Tobit greets her in a litany of blessings, which includes not only her and Tobias, but her own father and mother. Family, something we all have in common, To begin with, we have all been born into one. Even the second person of the Blessed Trinity, our Lord Jesus Christ, was born into one. Our own initial experience of family truly forms and shapes us as we are incorporated into other families, the family of a church, of schools, workplaces, neighborhood, religious communities, and professional associations. The family of Tobit is just one example of the many families that inhabit the Bible, who leap out of its pages to inspire and challenge us. This week, we have had a peek into the lives of Tobit, Anna, Tobias, and Sarah, as they encounter God and His transformative love through His messengers, angelic and human, and through each other. Our family's experiences may not be as dramatic as theirs, but we see in their relationships that, as Pope Francis observes in Amoris Laetitiae, all family life is a shepherding in mercy. Each of us, by our love and care, leaves a mark on the lives of others. May we always be conscious of our responsibilities to be shepherds of mercy in our families.